time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for December 30th. One more day this year, and then it's 2018. We'll worry about that next week. Real quick, holidays today. It's Bacon Day and National Bicarbonate of Soda Day. Nothing that special. I mean, Bacon Day is every day, isn't it?
I was going to say, why is there specifically one Bacon Day? It should be like a bacon year.
Yeah, it is. It's the year of the bacon. But today is considered Bacon Day. I guess we celebrate one day. I'm going to do a big Pain Clinic happy birthday. 50-year-old Pia Carl Ouellette, who turns 50, which I just said. You know him as one of the, was he one of the Quebecers? Danger Boy? Yes. He was Pierre Ouellette then, but...
And he was a pirate.
Yeah, he was a pirate and hopped around from between... He was around during the Attitude Era, hopped around from WCW to WWE back and forth. Happy 50th to him and a happy... I think he also is an announcer now with him. Doesn't he do the French broadcasts? When they go and they introduce all the tables at the pay-per-view events?
He may. I believe he's also Maurice's father.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh. Wow. All in the family there. Have to look that up. But happy 50th to him. Happy 34th to former Ring of Honor and Impact champion Eddie Edwards. If you were lucky enough, this guy used to wrestle around here all the time. We saw him at 2CW multiple times in Rochester. And now he's, he was a former Impact and Ring of Honor champion. Still part of Impact, I believe. So happy 34th to him. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don's Delight Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 219 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. And the main event, of course, being Holly Holmes versus Cyborg. I believe it's a mixed sex fight, right? No, just kidding. Is it for the bantamweight or is it for? I can't remember what title it is. It's a
steroid.
No, steroid. What steroid? No. Nevertheless, believe me, that lady, Cyborg, was suspended for 2 years due to a failed test, and I think she's, if anything, she's wiser for the wear and will not, has not failed. She just. Very masculine, muscular, early. We'll say that.
And I was incorrect. Maurice just has the same last name as Pierre Ouellette.
Just the same last name?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We got that straightened out before we even got out of the plugs at the beginning. But come on out tonight, 10 o'clock. Hang out with me. We'll be watching the UFC with the main event, women's main event, which I cannot wait. That's tonight. Salvatore's the Garage Door. Salvatore's Saloon, UFC 219. Interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I am the Cash Man. A little under the weather still, but I'm making my way through it. I'm here with the boy who grew up on the show, and he's also the man behind the texting today as well as the Twitter. It's Danger Boy.
Good morning.
Good morning. And to his right, to our radio left, joining us from the town of Henrietta, it's Scott. What's up, Scott?
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. Danny's still off for a bit, so it means Scott will be joining us, and maybe Brian will show up again someday. Who knows?
Danny better not miss the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that's coming up, and we also, end-of-the-year awards will be next week, so we got to think about them as the show goes on. But we didn't get to talk to you folks last week, and by the way, we're on Facebook Live right now. Why don't you guys wave to Facebook Live? Okay, boy, look at that enthusiasm, if I've ever seen it. Nevertheless, we're on Facebook Live, so if you want to come on and watch two guys sitting behind microphones doing pretty much nothing except for talking, you can join us. But I'm in another room, so you can't see me. I'll pop in every once in a while. But, we didn't talk wrestling last week at all. I mean, I was a bit under the weather, and we had the Gary Mervis Camp Good Days and Special Times show. And we kind of forego our format at that point and just talk about what great things that the campgooddays.org is for, you know, kids with cancer and parents with cancer and kids with, you know, parents who are taking kids care of kids with cancer. It was a really great, fun time on the air. If you missed it, you missed it. We didn't talk wrestling whatsoever. Didn't even bring up the stories that we usually bring up every year of Roddy Piper coming into town or, Macho Man. It didn't, you know, maybe we've told those stories more than a few times. But we're here to talk wrestling today. And the first thing I got to say is we missed 2 weeks ago, right after we got done, or the week after we I believe Scott joined us that week, too, is it came out the news the following week that the women are having a Royal Rumble now. We kind of only called that a couple months ago. I mean, you know, if you listen to the show regularly, you know, when as soon as they added those two groups of three women for each show, that we counted the number and it made 20. Does not mean that all 20 of those women will be involved in the Women's Royal Rumble, because I'm suspecting there'll be some people who are, say, Hall of Famers who never had an opportunity to be in a Royal Rumble might get a chance this year.
Well, supposedly they don't know what number, they haven't settled on how many women there are going to be. Originally, they were thinking 20. Then there was reports it was going to be 30, and they're going to bring in some outside people. And then there's reports it's going to be 20 again. If you have 20 on the roster, you have two champions, so they're not involved. So at least you got two mysteries there.
Yeah,
and one thing's confirmed. Oh,
move the mic in front of your mouth, man. Oh,
Charlotte's not in the Rumble.
Yeah,
she said that on Tuesday.
Really?
That's because she's going to fight Ronda Rousey for the title at WrestleMania after Rousey wins. I mean, what?
And we know Alexa Bliss isn't either, and she came out and did it on Monday. She said that she's looking forward to whoever wins, you know, to get her shot. But, you know, there's people out there who've never had an opportunity to be in one, like Trish Stratus, who still is in. I can't remember if she's pregnant now or not. I think she is.
She had the baby already.
Okay, because I know she has two, and I think it might be, okay.
I think she teased wanting to be in it.
Yeah, and also Lita, too. So it's like.
And Beth.
And Beth Phoenix, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, right there, there's three. I mean, but there's a lot of women, you know, historically who aren't even in the WWE, like Alundra Blaze. You know, they would bring her back for something like this. You know, I mean, ever since they've got, you know, ever since they got past the dumping the belt in the garbage on WCW TV. She is a Hall of Famer.
Be a great moment.
Maybe we could have a Santina Marella sister show up, too.
Because why would we want to, you know, make this a truly historic moment and then belittle it by having Santina show up?
Oh, you mean like when it happened at WrestleMania when they had the battle royal for the title and Santina won it?
I think they've gotten smarter.
I think you give them too much credit.
Remember, James Ellsworth won the historic Money in the Bank, so.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe he'll be back.
Yeah, it's true. He could come back. I mean, he claims, you know, I mean, they're not doing the whole transitioning thing that they were talking about doing, but, you know, having him claim the belt after transitioning to a woman. But that would have been interesting if they had done that. But 222-1280-1280 is a number if you want to give us a call. You can tell us your 2 cents. You've missed us for 2 weeks. What are we missing? And so there's a lot of news in this past couple of weeks. What do you think, Danger Boy, the biggest piece of news besides? I mean, I would start it out with the Women's Royal Rumble because they've made such a big deal with it on TV since they've announced it. They've dedicated segments on both SmackDown and Raw to the big Stephanie McMahon announcement. Like, it's groundbreaking on her account.
Well, they're trying to get the whole mainstream media behind that so they can get more publicity and maybe draw some away from the fact that Vince sold $100 million worth of stock to start the XFL or UFL or whatever it's going to be again.
True. And, the interesting thing, too, is it's like we were talking a couple weeks ago about the Women's Royal Rumble. Where would it fall in the card? Would it be something that would happen before the Royal Rumble? Or are we going to segment out two straight hours of pay-per-view time for a Royal Rumble for each of the Royal Rumbles?
Well, we only have three matches confirmed.
I think we got five last year at the Royal Rumble, so it was like...
Well, we know it's going to be 4 hours.
Yes.
We know it'll start at 7. And we know that TakeOver the night before will top it. But I'm sure they'll go...
you know, however, it depends on how many women they decide to put in the thing, but they'll go with the, I mean, they've been going 90 seconds between people, and, you know, it gets a little shorter, a little longer, depending on how long entrances take.
Yeah, it depends on the number, too. If it's 20, is there going to be 20? Is there going to be 30? Is there going to be 25?
So I'm sure we'll see both of them. One will probably start the show, and one will probably end the show.
And that's my guess, too, is the women's would start the show. And yet, why not? You know what? I think because there's a lot of, you know, there's I've been reading a lot lately. You know how you get like the clickbait stuff on Facebook where it's like, you know, things that could have changed in the world of wrestling due to errors in the ring. And, you know, and one of the big things, I guess, was some of the way that the Royal Rumbles have ended with errors where they had to restart them or they had to change the outcome of the match.
You mean like Cena and Batista?
Yeah, like when Cena and Batista both went over the top and then Vince came out and blew up
another name you might see in the Royal Rumble this year.
Who's that, Batista?
Yep.
Oh, interesting. 2-2-2-12. Why don't we go to break on that? Because we've got a lot more news. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And anything else you want to talk about, give us a call. 2-2-2-12-80, start 12-80. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Care about beating the bar and becoming Raw Tag Team Champion again. And as for you, this can't be one of those situations where you go out there and lose and then you brag about how you hung with the top competition here in WWE, because I got a news flash for you. Everybody is top competition in WWE. So when we go out there, listen to me.
Honestly,
follow
my... I'm excited to be team with you tonight. I would never wish upon anyone to get injured, but you have to admit I make a pretty good replacement for Ambrose.
All you have to do is take the Kofi Kingston true-false challenge. Mm-hmm. Did the team of Chad Gable and old Jason Jordan... Sorry, Shelton. My fault.
He's tag champ now. Tag champ.
That's my bad.
It's Macy's One Day Sale. Shop incredible deals of the day. Saturday, like 60% off coats for her and him. 50 to 75% off boots for her. Take 40 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Stock up on designer pillows, $6.99. And take 30% plus an extra 15% off essential small appliances. Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale. Plenty. Lots of points. Lots of places. One rewards program. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, and family entertaining can also be frightful. Entertaining friends and family this holiday season? Take the fear out of holiday entertaining and create with Kakana. Kakana cheeses, available in a variety of flavors, including Kakana Sharp Cheddar, Port Wine, Smoky Cheddar, and Asiago Cheese Spread, can serve as a centerpiece and a delicious addition to any holiday meal. Find Kakana as a spread, holiday ball, or log at createwithkakana.com. Kakana, K-A-U-K-A-U-N-A. Kakana, we make it delicious, you make it beautiful.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
John, do you even know what WWE stands for? Walk with Elias.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. The only reason I put that sound in there was someone yells out, Freebird, right at the very end of it. You gotta listen to it close.
Can we talk about a funny thing from that happened yesterday in an indie show?
What was that?
So in AIW... Sid Vicious was supposed to be there to sign autographs.
AIW, that's in Indiana, right? No,
Ohio.
Ohio, okay, yeah.
So Sid Vicious was supposed to be there. Never got on his flight. Claimed that he couldn't fly because of the travel ban, because he didn't have a passport, which that law doesn't go into effect. I guess it was pushed back to October next year.
Wait a second. He's flying in the United States.
some states don't have enough identification on their driver's license for you to be able to fly domestic, according to a new law that will go into effect. It was supposed to be January. I guess it got pushed back to October.
Okay.
The whole thing is a lie anyways, because it wouldn't be in effect anyways. He claimed he couldn't fly because of an unpaid parking ticket. So he didn't show up. So EC3, who was on the show, dressed like Sid and was signing Sid's autographs. I just saw a picture when it says whatever the guy's name is, I'm not Sid, EC3. But he was dressed in the vest. He had a wig on.
I saw a picture from that yesterday. Yeah I did see that. I will say that good for EC3, man. When he joins the WWE again real soon, he's definitely he's going to get a push to the moon.
On NXT. And then when he shows up on the main roster, no one will remember him.
Yeah. Well, what was his name again?
Derek Bateman.
That's right. I believe he win or he finished in second.
He was the guy under Daniel Bryan on the season he did. And he went on a date with the Bellas.
That's right.
Which was hilarious.
Yeah, I remember because he was so uncomfortable because it's like because we all knew the underground. We all knew that John was with Nikki then.
Yes.
But nobody knew it publicly. So everybody in the smart world definitely knew. So that's interesting. You know what? That's funny. It's like, and you know, Sid's like, I mean, he's got a bad rep. I would never bring him to town. You know, I mean, if I was a wrestling promoter, just because he has the greatest excuses in the world why things happen.
Softball tournaments.
Yeah. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We've got Rashawn on the line. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I wasn't going to let y'all end the year without me giving a quick call in.
So, Did you catch Mark Fantasia was here 2 weeks ago? I don't know if you were listening or not.
I missed that show, unfortunately. I haven't had time to go back in the archives and listen.
Well, he was in the last 5 minutes of the show, but he did show up. He surprised the heck out of me, okay? But go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay, I got some strange news if you guys haven't heard about it. Did y'all hear about John Cena getting sued by Ford Motor Company?
Yeah. He sold his...
yeah, they gave him like a... it was like a...
it's a limited edition GT.
Yeah, it wasn't even like one for sale. It was like the one that they model around at shows and stuff. It was like worth $300,000. He promised that he would not sell it, and that they gave it to him.
And then he sold it for $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just my little bit of weird news, and I did text in a little while ago if we could fantasy book the New Year's resolutions for WWE. How about mine for WWE say, get some non-wrestling personnel in your Hall of Fame. Like, you know, some of your behind-the-scenes guys like recently fired Jim Johnston's. I mean, that guy is like the soundtrack for so many guys growing up, like you got working in there with you. He needs to be in there.
Oh, you know, there's a lot of guys, you know, I mean, some of the guys who like the ring announcer who was with him for like 25 years, but you do get kind of fringe guys like the Fink, you know. He got
by. Vince Senior's driver's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Vince Senior's driver. So I mean, but there, yeah, I understand what you mean. The guys, you know, are you saying someone like Kevin Dunn should be in there? Which I agree with 100% because he's the one who made Attitude. He's the one who broadcast Attitude Era. So someone like mega producer Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, but we curse his name frequently because of the storylines now. So are people going to appreciate him going into the Hall of Fame? Or
I know Jim Cornette won't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
So. But no, I mean, like, they need to have that. And the other thing with the Hall of Fame is they really need to have like some criteria. You know, like every other Hall of Fame has like a grace period where you can't enter until you've been retired for such amount of time. And, you know, they need to have a little bit more transparency on that because you got like, what was it? You know, Edge medically retired next year, Hall of Fame, that kind of thing. You know, they need to have a little more criteria put out there for people. But
are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Vince McMahon picks who goes into the Hall of Fame. It's not like there's any criteria involved except for that. You know, it's like, does Vince say it's okay? Yeah, it's okay this year. You know,
isn't Goldberg the
Goldberg's
name?
A big name going in this year. Goldberg.
Supposedly the whole class has been rumored already,
and we have the Dudleys going.
And Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, there's a whole slew of names that are going to be going in. There's guys I don't even think deserve to be in there that are in that list. So,
well, there's guys who don't deserve to be in there that are in there.
True, but yeah,
Coco beware.
Yeah, we said that to him when he was in the studio too. Okay, we just mentioned it's like, well, you know, it's like you're in the Hall of Fame. You know, actually, the three guys we had in the studio were all there in the Hall of Fame too. So,
but yeah. No, it was just, like I said, a little bit of fun. And I did hear an interview recently with Triple H talking about the evolving setup about NXT, where it's basically it's they're going to officially kind of term it as what it already is. It's not going to be, like, you know, not necessarily a developmental territory. It's going to be a brand where they can trade back and forth with. So maybe they should start sending the writers back and forth.
Well, I'll say one thing. They had an opportunity to blow the socks off of people who aren't WWE subscribers, and they did. I mean, they were on the USA Network. They got, you know, 800,000 people watching the show at 7 o'clock at night, which is an oddity into itself. To me, it proves that they deserve a spot on USA Network for an hour every week instead of, you know, just being on the WWE Network. So I agree. And I mean, and if they, but I don't see them. I mean, they are definitely, whatever Triple H said, they're still going to be a feeder league. They're not going to, nobody gets signed to WWE and skips over that very often. I mean, we have AJ Styles. Yes, we got lucky for that one, you know, but I mean, look at Joe was down there for a year. Nakamura was down there for a year. You know, Finn Balor was down there for over a year. So it's like there's no one who goes right to the top of the class. You know,
well, I mean, there's an argument to be made about those guys, about most of the names that you just mentioned, for the main fact of they had, most of those guys have that, they have that that New Japan style or the strong style, and, you know, WWE wants them to wrestle in a specific style. So that, I mean, that argument can be made for some of those guys. I mean, EC3, I mean, he wrestles in a WWE style, even though in TNA.
Yeah, well, I mean,
Bobby Lashley's coming back. You know, yeah. You know, there's a lot of them. And, I mean, like, so some of the guys I understand when you kind of got to get them used to wrestling in the production style you want, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Send them to NXT. But if some of the guys already wrestle in that style, you know what, get them, bring them, send them down there, maybe keep them off screen, acclimate, then bring them up to main roster or whatever.
Well, you know, most of the time, too, is WWE ring is a different size than every other ring people work in.
Different size, different ropes.
So they have to get used to those differences. But also, I have a friend of mine who has gone to a couple of the Ring of Honor training sessions where they teach the guys who try out with Ring of Honor how to work to a camera. Because not everybody knows how to work to a camera. When you're wrestling and there are no cameras, you work to the crowd. But Ring of Honor, Kevin Kelly has like some classes that he was teaching where you teach the wrestlers to work to the cameras, you know, and that's something that some people do have to learn. But when you got guys who've been on TV for 10 years, like most of those people, you know, like maybe Samoa Joe, you know, any of the guys that came from over from TNA, they know how to work for a camera. They've been doing it for years. So that's, I think maybe that's why those guys, you know, maybe get bumped up a little bit faster. But a lot of the guys that they're signing on the indies, bringing them in, those guys, yeah, they take a little bit of, you know, and it is developmental for them to be able to be on, you know, TV to actually get a gimmick that they like, because they're not going to let them use what they got. So it's like, you know, as much as Triple H says they're going to trade back and forth, I think that, you know, we're lucky to have NXT because it is the best wrestling show on TV, and that's in just the true sense of wrestling. Okay, you know, not always, you know, storylines and gimmicks and stuff, but wrestling wise 100 times better than anything else we're gonna see. Rashawn, thank you for the call, buddy. Happy New Year.
Have a great one, guys, and a happy New Year.
Yeah, you have a great New Year, and we'll talk to you in 2018, okay?
All right.
Goodbye. 222-1280 Star Choice, the number if you want to talk to us. This is the last day of the year we're going to be on the station. So I do want to mention, we were just talking about injuries, and there's a couple of them that happened this past week. We had, and I what do you think about this, Danger Boy? They made such a big deal about Otami doing the go to sleep in Chicago, and then when he actually did it to Kendrick, he broke his orbital bone in his eye.
Accidents happen.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the first time. I mean, he was texting that day telling CM Punk to watch Monday Night Raw because he was going to see the go to sleep. You know,
well, that's because everybody thinks that CM Punk is the only one who ever did that before when he borrowed it from Otami. So.
Yeah, well, so Otami does it on Monday Night Raw, and if you have it on your DVR, go back and watch when he connects with Kendrick. To me, I watched it. It doesn't look like any different than when they actually pretend to get hit by it.
Broke his orbital. Yeah, it looked really good.
And I was like, oh, why?
Now we know why, because he really hit it. He broke his orbital bone and broke his nose.
Yeah, and that happened in the middle of the ring on Monday Night Raw.
And then he didn't use it on Tuesday.
And then Tuesday night, he had to wrestle his partner, what's his, the English guy?
Jack Gallagher.
Jack Gallagher, the savior of the WWE, according to a certain authority figure. And of course, he did not finish with that move again because maybe it's just too dangerous. I don't know. And then the other big injury news happened a couple days ago in, was it Hartford? Paige. Paige took a hard kick to the back from Sasha Banks during a six-woman match.
Long Island.
And Paige went down hard, and the big X went up, and the match stopped.
Well, I watched the video of it. She got kicked out of the corner, and she went down, and you couldn't tell anything was wrong. And then she got up, and she couldn't stay up.
No, her right side was just completely frozen almost.
Yeah.
It's a little scary to watch if you can see the video, because she gets up. Her left arm's moving, her left leg's moving, nothing on the right side's moving.
Wow, so she fell right back down?
She fell down, she tried getting up, and then the ref's like, no, no, and he flashed the X. And then they had the other video was when they were tending to her, and all the women at ringside were frozen.
Yeah.
Like, Sasha had crawled out of the ring, she had her head down, Bailey wouldn't look at it. It's pretty scary to watch.
To me, it looked like a stinger
She got up. They brought down a stretcher because they were worried for the worst, because she just came off a major neck surgery last year, and it just got cleared recently. So they were worried. She actually walked out on her own. Apparently, was fine at the hotel bar that night, but she got pulled off the rest of the tour as precaution.
Yeah.
Because you don't want that to happen.
Yeah, and if you saw, it was just a kick to the shoulder, really, that did it. It wasn't like placed on the neck anywhere, you know, so she might have got like a little stinger, went down for a second, and you know, I mean, it's to me, it's easy to say a little stinger, but you know, if you ever had one in your life, you know, you can't move something for a few minutes, it's scary as heck. And she's just coming back, like you said, from a major injury. Had to go through all that to retraining down in NXT before, you know, this down in Orlando before she was allowed back up. So power to you, Paige. Hopefully it doesn't stop what you're doing, because we really enjoy your group and what's going on. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. We've got Joe Coopersburg. What's up, buddy?
Yo, Happy New Year, guys. Happy New Year. How is everyone?
Great. How you doing, Joe?
I am well. Wanted to check in. The Paige thing scared me. First of all, I'm glad you guys covered it. But two other items. Hall of Famer, and you want to talk about announcers and old time, and I thought about this while you were on the phone with Rashawn. What about Gary Capetta? You remember him?
I used to love Gary Capetta. I mean, I grew up on watching more WCW than WWF, because that's what my father liked, so I remember Gary Capetta quite clearly, and he always did a good job.
Yeah, phenomenal guy. When I was a kid in the 70s and 80s, all the WWF shows back then, even with the Triple WF, out of the Mid-Hudson or out of Hartford or anywhere, he did all the TV. He was phenomenal. And then the other item I want to talk about is Wrestle Kingdom 12 just went over to the 30K mark in tickets sold. I think that Omega-Jericho match is going to be awesome.
They're still opening up seats for it every day. They open up more seats every day for it.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt that Jericho's got such a social media presence and he's making it such a big deal.
It was wild. ROH a week ago had Omega and the Bucks in the six-man, and people were going crazy. Omega's on free TV. Omega's on free TV. It was almost like when Bruno used to be on WWF TV every 3 months. But Omega's got the world going. The thing is, I hope he never comes to the E, because they would ruin him.
Yeah, just to make sure John Cena doesn't post pictures of you on his Twitter, because he did that right when they were negotiating with him, and then immediately fell apart, so... But I agree. And Omega, you know what? Omega's a great. We saw Omega in Buffalo, and it's like, it's still the same Kenny Omega I saw 6-7 years ago in Ring of Honor when he was just first started. So he's just a great wrestler. I always thought he was a great wrestler, and you know, he thinks he's the best in the world now. And that's why him and Jericho are clashing like this. You know,
I'd be interested to see if he came to WWE because of how he was ripping on them this week too.
Yeah,
because he did an interview and he was basically, you know, he was shaming WWE for how they were cheering Shinsuke Nakamura. And he was saying they were soulless, that they weren't doing it right, that he deserved better. So it's...
So he's telling the truth.
Yeah. the people you don't like are the ones who just tell you the truth, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Cool, man. Hey, thank you so much for calling, buddy.
All right. Happy New Year, guys. We'll see you in the fantasy.
We will see you next year in 2018. 2018 is coming up. Anyone have any special wishes for wrestling in the next year? I mean, a lot of people would say Kenny Omega coming to the WWE, but it's
Shinsuke
like,
Nakamura winning the Royal Rumble to take on AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Preach.
I like that. I like that, man.
It's a distinct possibility.
I would bump fists with you if I was within range. I think
they said with with the next brand pay-per-view being Elimination Chamber in February, there is a pretty good chance that a SmackDown guy is going to win the Royal Rumble.
Very cool. I like that. You know what? And you know
hopefully
what?
Not Randy Orton.
Listen to this. Think about this. What woman hasn't lost a match ever since coming to the WWE?
Asuka?
Yeah, and who? And what? And she's going to be in the Royal Rumble. You think that would be her first loss? I don't know.
I don't think that counts. It's not a one-on-one or even a group match. It's a battle royal. It's not the same. She's not getting pinned.
Yeah.
It would certainly, if she's at the end and then gets eliminated, that would set up for something bigger down the line, too.
How long do you think before they start putting Nakamura with Asuka? Do you think, I mean, they both kind of have this really interesting ring entrance, you know?
Well, they're
I mean,
on different shows.
I know they're on different
that
shows.
Can change.
But I mean, think about it. I mean, they both are kind of like rock stars in their own right. I mean, I can't believe the crowd reaction to Asuka when she comes out. It's a weird song and everything, but it's like she just got this look. I don't know about her, but it's like
she's going to kill everybody.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah. But she also looks like she's also when you see her in a wrestling ring, you never see that lady panic either, ever.
No, she's a vet well before she ever showed up in NXT.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. But we're going to go to break on that. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 20. You can text us at that number. You know, we'll read them if they're funny. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
For months now, I've been getting interrupted every time I'm out here. I've had enough of it. So I figured I'd come out here, interrupt you. Well, I'll tell you one thing, John. It's for damn sure that CM Punk ain't gonna interrupt me.
Amen, amen, amen. It's Christmas, it's the holidays. Chicago loves their fellow Chicagoans. That's all right. For once, let him have some fun, man, right?
Let me get down to it, John. I'm going to perform tonight.
Welcome to Chicago, Elias.
Macy's One Day Sale. Shop incredible deals of the day. Saturday, like 60% off coats for her and him. 50 to 75% off boots for her. Take 40 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Stock up on designer pillows, $6.99. And take 30% plus an extra 15% off essential small appliances. Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale. Plenty. Lots of points. Lots of places. One rewards program. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The holidays are over, and it's time to kick back and be thoroughly entertained with Qello Concerts. Go to Qello.com and sign up for a free trial to watch thousands of the greatest concerts ever produced. Or surprise someone with a post-holiday gift that will brighten their entire year. Qello's got the best of Springsteen, Billy Joel, U2, Pink Floyd, Bowie, Beyonce, the list goes on and on. Go to Qello.com/gift and give someone what they really wanted for the holidays. Or just treat yourself to Qello Concerts.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. It's easy to declutter with Sterilite 64-quart latching totes. They're a special buy at just $6.48 each. They have a new space-saving shape, and they're clear, so you can see exactly what you've stored. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes, so do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in store and online while supplies last.
All the excitement surrounding Hideo Itami's debut here as a singles competitor on Raw. Him joining the Cruiserweight division, the man who they say strikes his opponent so hard they feel it for weeks. The man who they say has a glare so intimidating it seeps into his opponent's dreams. Well, Mr. Gallagher and I wanted to find out firsthand. You see, Jack and I are two of the finest competitors in the world, and Charlie, I'm a former champion. So I wanted to find out, does Hideo Itami belong here? Or is he like so many others and just a passing fad? Well, I guess that's for Jack and I to know and for Itami to find out.
Hello, I'm Brian Kendrick, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Brian Kendrick felt the pain this past week.
Yeah, that one's gonna hurt.
Yeah, you know, that was a promo he cut right before the match with Itami. The question is Itami the biggest bust in the WWE ever? I mean, listen, we all knew about him before he came. We just didn't know he was going to go through and hurt him, Austin Aries, and all the other guys he's hurt with this finishing move that will now be banned, I'm sure.
I don't know if it'll be banned. I think they're maybe giving it a little bit of time to see if, you know, he can... Accidents
I think
happen.
Austin Aries was a kick, too.
Was it a kick? It's true. It was a spinning orbital kick. They hit him, caught him in the head.
Yeah. Just a freak accident. They didn't ban the buckle bomb, and it's killed everybody. Ask Bret Hart.
Yeah. Ask Finn Balor. Ask a bunch of people.
Itami's not really... So what happened with Itami was he came over. He was amazing in Japan. He came over, thought he had to work a lighter WWE style, which they didn't want him to do in NXT. They wanted him to keep being himself, but didn't portray that the right way or something. So when he became a heel, he was actually doing a lot better. But he's been injured. If you look at his shoulder on his left side, you can still see the scar from the surgery he had that kept him out for almost over a year.
Yeah, it was like 16 months he was gone. Yeah. And this happened after he hurt Aries, too, I believe.
And then right after he came back, he got hurt again.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, he was a big priced cruiserweight that they signed, thinking that they were going to get a lot of money out of him. And I mean, he just makes his debut.
Well, he was never supposed to be a cruiserweight either.
No, he wasn't. No,
he was supposed to be like Finn. He's the same size as Finn.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to see the two of them go at it.
We got to see him here in town when NXT was in town. We got a really nice match with Aleister Black, and he teased doing the go to sleep. Never did it in the match, but I feel bad for the guy because he just had maybe bad luck on his side. It's kind of like the Revival. I feel terrible for them because every time one comes back, the other one gets hurt. And it's happened twice now, you know?
Well, they're back, so let's not jinx them, okay?
Well, they're almost back, you know? They're going to ease them back in because they made such a smashing debut and then they got hurt the next week, so.
Yeah. It's nice to have them back. I think that eventually when they get the ring rust off and they get them back working together on tandems and get their timing down, that'll be it'll be nice to see them fight like the Bar and a couple of the other Raw tag teams. So, I mean, what do you think of our new tag team champions, our Jason Jordan Seth Rollins combo?
You know what? To me, it would have been Ambrose, I guess, if he didn't get hurt. I don't know. You know what?
It kills the Jordan heel turn.
Well, it does. I mean,
for the time being,
it does. You're right. You know, I mean, but he's still the arrogant Jason Jordan. You know, I mean, he came out and he was very arrogant about before the match and after the match. So I don't know. I kind of like where they're going with Jason Jordan. To me, it's going to probably end in a WrestleMania match with Kurt Angle eventually. I'm thinking, but, you know, we'll see where it goes. I mean, I don't know. It's like, cause you can't call them the Shield anymore because they're not. You know, I mean, there's one Shield member, and then there's Roman Reigns, who's doing his own thing, and then there's Dean Ambrose, who's gone for 9 months or whatever, with, the injury that he sustained, which, you know, did not happen in the match, by the way, though they did portray it to look like it happened, you know, while it was...
He was hurt going in.
Yeah, he was hurt. Yeah. You could see, well, he came out with it. When he came out with more, like, armor on his arm than
well,
he...
Well, they acknowledged it during the match. They had Corey Graves say that he had been working with an injury, so... When they played it up even more, it's like, oh, he just got hurt more, and you know, but that's not good for him. But I can definitely do without seeing that stupid rope clothesline for 9 months. So
do the parallel bars through the rope, and then, yeah, okay. Well, that's fine, and we'll get it back when he comes back. But I mean, I think they were building up him. I mean, to me, I felt that they were building a heel turn between him and Seth Rollins, where that would eventually culminate at WrestleMania too, because it's like, you know, I mean. You know, the old saying in wrestling, you might have best friends, but they can become your worst enemies. And that it makes money in the business. So I think that was where they were going. And now they have to kind of put that on delay, which is weird because Seth Rollins is the one who's been put on delay for the last couple of years around WrestleMania time because of his injuries. But I don't know.
There's
I like
still
it.
Time.
I like it, and I'm not really enthralled with the tag team division in the on Raw. Anyways, I mean, you know, the best tag teams going on are right now on SmackDown, and they're given way more time on TV.
Which
too.
Had an amazing match on SmackDown.
Yes, yes,
that match was fantastic.
That was. That was a pay-per-view quality.
It was a good way to start the show. I'll say that. You get to Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin, which was probably the funniest line I've heard from the New Day in probably I don't know a year. But
Rusev is so over.
I know Rusev's over whether they like it or not.
And now Aiden English is so over.
It is. You know, we're gonna go to break on that. But I just want to say someone posted that. Asuka actually was eliminated from a battle royale in NXT by Eva Marie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then she killed Eva Marie.
Yeah.
That was fun to watch.
I have another question, too. Guys, what do you think about Raw New Year's to start 2018? Is Vince going to put on a good show? What do you think about the ending of SmackDown Live? Also, they're building Kane up to replace Undertaker at WrestleMania. I don't know about that.
No, Kane's being built up for his last run.
Yeah.
By WrestleMania time, he'll be back running for mayor.
Yes.
I believe we looked that up in the elections in May.
Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to. I mean, there's been some. I don't know if you guys seen the made-up Photoshop posters of The Undertaker versus John Cena at being the main event of this year's WrestleMania. But if you go out there and look online, you can find it. It's probably farthest from the truth of anything happening. I wouldn't have a problem with it, though, to be honest with you.
I would have liked to have seen that last year.
Yeah, if you're going to have John Cena, John Cena wanted it, too, for years, and they never gave it to him. So we'll see. But so Asuka did lose in NXT to Eva Marie, got eliminated by Eva Marie in a battle royale. So I am corrected on my say that she's never going to lose, but honestly, on WWE TV, she's not going to lose. I don't think, even in the Royal Rumble.
Well, she will. To an armbar from Ronda Rousey.
222-1280, Star Toys number. We've got one more segment. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. And a shout-out to all our wrestling fans out there. Have a fairly safe, happy 2017 weekend, the final weekend. And Mad Dog, you drive safe, bro. He just gave us a call and said he's listening. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
A motor vehicle crash can be a life-altering event. If you or a loved one has sustained a traumatic injury, you'll need immediate help making critical decisions. You can trust the William Attar team after a serious motor vehicle crash. We can help you and your family through this difficult time. Call the firm with the focus. Call William Attar at 444-4444, Main Street, Williamsville, West Main Street, Rochester. 444-4444.
It's Macy's One Day Sale. Shop incredible deals of the day. Saturday, like 60% off coats for her and him. 50 to 75% off boots for her. Take 40 to 70% off select fine jewelry. Stock up on designer pillows, $6.99. And take 30% plus an extra 15% off essential small appliances. Earn plenty points during Macy's One Day Sale. Plenty. Lots of points. Lots of places. One rewards program. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Listen, man, if you're going to perform tonight, and I like listening to music, but if you're going to perform, please, whatever you...
Gone.
No, I just wanted to tell you...
Stop.
Listen, man, I'm trying to help you out here. Please.
Hey.
No, just...
No.
This one...
Stop.
Don't just... Come on.
Stop. No.
Come in.
John.
This is Matt Hardy, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic, the pro wrestling talk show on 1280 WHTK.
Fear Matt Hardy finally makes his appearance in the ring as the woken Matt Hardy this past week, attacking Bray Wyatt from behind, and then proceeded to get destroyed by every fan on Twitter, saying this is not how you do it. What do you guys think?
I think he knows how to do it, since he came up with the whole thing.
Yeah, I kind of want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, too. And
plus, who cares about Bray Wyatt?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if WWE is going to give him like the backstage time that TNA gave him,
or the
you know the remote time, whether at the Hardy compound in North Carolina.
They should give him an entire hour because you know they have an entire hour worth of time to kill.
And
usually.
Give it to Elias and John Cena.
Listen, I walk with Elias now, man. He's my
on
man.
On Rusev Day?
On Rusev Day, yes. It could be a new U2 song. No, never mind. Nevertheless, I don't know. Yeah, but we'll see. I mean, I think as the weeks go on, we're going to get more and more of the woken Matt Hardy. And hopefully Jeff is involved coming back in it. Maybe they do redo that whole storyline with Jeff becoming his butler or whatever the heck it was in TNA. If he lost the match to him, he would have to be his like slave for 30 days or something.
Then all of a sudden was just on his side.
And then they go to a petting zoo and they're talking to all the animals.
Come on, smoking Joe Frazier is a national treasure.
Wasn't George Washington a giraffe?
Yeah.
Or was it Thomas Jefferson?
It was kangaroo, man, wasn't it?
No, Smokin' Joe was
Smokin'
kangaroo.
Joe was the kangaroo that boxed Jeff Hardy.
If you guys want to have any idea what we're talking about and you're not a fan of anything but WWE, go onto YouTube and just type in Broken Matt Hardy and watch some of the vignettes put together.
It's so out there. It's awesome.
It is definitely. It is crazy. One thing we didn't mention yet, but we've all of a sudden this past week have been thrown into a U.S. heavyweight title tournament on the SmackDown, and that's because Dolph Ziggler dropped the belt in the middle of the ring and walked off. Saying it was worthless. I'm getting the gist from it. And so we have the guys in the tournament right now wrestling for this belt right now. We had a first round win by Bobby Roode over Baron Corbin. We also had a first round win by Jinder Mahal over Ty Dillinger. Still got to see Woods versus Aiden English and Zack Ryder versus Mojo Rawley.
Some of these people don't belong in this tournament.
Yeah,
they're so random.
But this is kind of like the thing that they did with AJ Styles. It's like, AJ, you don't have the heavyweight title anymore, so we're going to bump you down to this title. And AJ did the best he could with it when he was fighting for the title. And then they said, oh, we made a mistake. Let's put him back up as champion.
Aside from Jinder Mahal, none of these... I mean, Bobby Roode could, yes, because he was just in a program for the U.S. title. All these other guys are just kind of, hi, random guy backstage. Yeah. Hey, you're wrestling tonight. And it's for the U.S. title. I would think that this might be a way that they try to push Mojo some more.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully. I mean, Mojo needs it. You could have a Zack Ryder, Mojo. I mean, they're taking each other on this coming week. I don't know. It could be. I mean, listen, we got Woods and Aiden English. All those guys get plenty of TV time that are in this tournament. Will they change to become the U.S. heavyweight title? I doubt it. I don't think you're going to see... Keep Aiden English with Rusev Day, and because that's the day I believe the day after Christmas, right? Is it Rusev Day?
It's every day.
It's every day.
Every day is Rusev Day.
Yeah. I just love it. But you know what? It started on the last pay per view when they came out first, and the fans were going nuts for him. Ever since then, every time he comes out, they go nuts for Rusev. I love Rusev myself. I mean, I find sexy Rusev very sexy, but he's one of my favorite wrestlers, and he's another guy who's taking like no gimmick and turning it into something. You know,
he's great, especially if you follow him on like Twitter. He's just amazing.
I love it. I follow Lana on Instagram, and she posts a lot of videos with Rusev where all he does is sit in the background. He's like a grumpy old man the whole time. And it's hilarious because it's every single video she does, he's there. And he's just like, sitting like in Christmas. He's like, oh, look, I got a present. You know, it's like it was really pretty good stuff if you enjoy seeing outside. Because I guess they're really promoting to people to go live on Instagram because Alexa Bliss has been doing it a lot lately. And, a lot of the wrestlers, Paige, of course, since Paige has come back, she's on all the time now. So it's like, but they do like half hour movies where they're like driving and talking and taking questions from people. It's really pretty cool. I think it's a great thing.
Power of social media.
It is. And I think, it's just funny. It's just like, it just kind of caught fire recently, So I've enjoyed, I've been killing some time. I've been sick the last couple of weeks. So I'm sitting on the couch watching all these videos and just sitting back and enjoying it. So. Definitely check that out. Did we ever get a chance to talk about the 205 Live? That's WWE's 205 Live going to be on tour. I think we might have mentioned it.
I don't think we've talked about it since they added Woken Matt versus Bray to the cards because they weren't selling because they're charging the same price as they would for a.
They have three shows.
Normal WWE event.
Kingston, Rhode Island on Friday, January 19th. Lowell, Mass. Saturday, January 20th, and Poughkeepsie, New York, Sunday, January 21st, the Mid-Hudson Civic Center, which is like, that was an Impact staple. Every time Impact would come up here, they would play that. So it's smaller venues, but you guys definitely don't want to miss that if you're out in those areas to check out. It's a good test to see whether 205 Live could actually make it on as its own brand on the road.
Now, were they talking at all about maybe bringing up anybody from NXT just for those shows? Because I thought I read somewhere at one point they were at least considering that, bringing some of the cruisers for NXT up.
Yeah, I don't know. Right now, all I see is Enzo Amore, Kalisto, Jack Gallagher, a bunch of the guys. They haven't really mentioned anyone beyond that. But I guess we'll have to, you know, the closer we get.
Well, they're definitely doing Woken Matt versus Bray on the shows.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. So
it's headlining. They added that at like a week and a half after they went on sale.
Very interesting. I think that that's enough to make me want to go. I guess plus the action you get from the cruiserweights.
But the problem is they want to see if they can do a touring brand with 205 Live. 205 Live doesn't have the following you have for Raw or SmackDown, and you're going to charge the same price for them?
Nor the roster.
Yeah, they don't even have as many guys.
Like, yeah, and it's a perfect example. You can tell like when the SmackDown was here in Rochester. What happened when 205 went on? Place emptied out.
I finally had to move.
Yeah, I know we had to move closer because we were seat fillers. But we got the best seats in the house at that point, I think. But a lot of people left, and it's like same thing used to happen whenever they would do ECW. Remember when ECW was the second show on SmackDown? They would,
it'd be the same thing.
Yeah, they would lose just a ton of people from the crowd because it's like, oh, it's over. It's like, no, it's, you know, if you follow how they do tapings, it's not. But I've kind of enjoyed 205. I like what's going on. It's a shame that Kendrick got hurt this past week because he's like one of my favorite parts of that. You know, and it's like you really when you have that few guys on the roster, you lose someone that good, that takes out a whole match that you could have had at one of these shows, you know. So I don't know. We'll have to see what happens as we get closer, man. But I think we're just about done for today. I want to wish everybody nothing. We didn't even talk about our categories for the best of 2017, which we'll do next week. Maybe we'll post it up on the Facebook and let you know. We're probably gonna do Wrestler of the Year, Tag a Team of the Year,
Match of the Year.
Match of the Year.
Oh, of course. We'll have like a Woman Wrestler of the Year, you know.
Breakout of the Year.
Promotion. Worst of the Year. Promotion of the Year. So we'll look forward to that next week. Our first show of 2018. I want to thank Scott from Henrietta. Thank you so much for coming, buddy.
Anytime.
And thank you, Danger Boy. We'll see you next week here on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.